Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Weekday mornings at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Today, Roland shares an encore presentation of his interview with Harry Belafonte. From Washington, Roland Martin, good morning.
Well, time with L.A. This week, of course, the Image Awards airs on TV1 Saturday, February 22nd. So we'll be shooting our show this week. And so looking forward to that out here in the City of Angels. Tom, tons of reaction is still pouring in the Michael Dunn verdict trial. The verdict came down on Saturday, and he, of course, was found guilty. Now, this is what's amazing. There's a mistrial, a hung jury on the murder charge of killing Jordan Davis, but he was found guilty of missing and not killing the three other teens who were in the SUV with Jordan Davis. He will spend the rest of his life in prison, but still folks still want to see justice done for Jordan Davis and his family. Joining us right now is Ben Crump. He, of course, was the attorney for the Trayvon Martin family, and we all remember that trial. Same trial prosecuted by Angela Corey and her team. So, Ben, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Roland. Thank you, Tom.
First thing, Ben, what was your reaction to Dunn being having the mistrial and the jury being stuck on this whole self-defense notion? No gun was found, nothing along those lines, and some of them were believing that there was a fear for Michael Dunn's life.
You know, Roland, very simply put, even though he's off the streets, our justice system still let him escape. You know, it's ridiculous when you have this precedence being set, this message being sent to the world that if you shoot and you miss the people, you go to jail. But if you kill our children, you are exonerated. Think about Marissa Alexander, that sister shot the warning shot. She got convicted 20 years. Trayvon Martin shot in the heart. His killer is exonerated. Now Michael Dunn kills Jordan Davis, and he's let go on those charges.
And Ben, Marissa was convicted in 12 minutes.
It's a double standard. I mean, the rules are just different when it comes to our people, and that's why we all gotta do something about this. If you love your children, you gotta do something about this.
So Ben, talking about the, I was talking about the prosecution and the job that they are not doing. Ben, can you talk a little bit about that and how they are not up to snuff in improving all of these charges?
Certainly, sir. But as a lawyer, we understand completely. You have to be able to relate to your client. I think the prosecutors are so used to prosecuting young black men that when they have to defend the honor and the life of young black men, it's like a fish out of water experience. So we need more black prosecutors, more black police officers, because when we're in the room, the conversation changes. And oh yes, we need more black jurors, because we got to quit trying to get off out of jury duty. We got to answer those jury summons. Your vote count there more than it count in any election. You got to serve on a jury. It makes all the difference in the world. The Jordan Davis family, Trayvon Martin family, and God forbid, it might be your family.
Mm-hmm. Ben, you guys are planning this March 3rd march this Moral Monday march in Florida for March 3rd, but not just come out to march and express your displeasure, but you also want the people to also go into the state capitol to meet with every Florida legislator and to bring their young boys saying, is our life worth this stand your ground law?
Absolutely, Roland, and we hope that you and Tom and everybody will join us, because Stand Your Ground started in Florida, and we got to get this addressed first in Florida so it will be an example for the rest of the country. All of the children are going to keep being killed and nobody held accountable. So please come on March 3rd, the NAACP. All these young people, they are saying that they're going to do something. It ain't going to be an easy fight because, you know, the special interests want this law, but we have to do just like you said, Roland. Is our children's life worth staying your ground?
Yeah, you the special interests. You talking about the weapons, the guns, the gun people, and Roland, I like your opinion about how we need to change these gun laws, because the guns are changing make your point, Roland.
It's very simple.
You nailed it.
There's no way if Michael Dunn did not have that gun, he would have not said anything about the music, nor would he have approached him or anything. The gun is what makes people think that I'm the big man, I'm strong, and it changes your thought process. You think a little bit differently. You actually say, no, I let me just watch myself.
Yeah, there's no way a white man would say anything to four black guys sitting in the car listening to music if he don't have a gun.
I'm a black guy. And
I ain't saying nothing.
I have the gun.
If I have that gun, it
causes me to think and act, oh, no, I got this
let
gun.
Let me move
on. Yeah, let's see what you want to do. I got a gun.
Four black guys sitting in the car listening to music, you back up. You say, let me go someplace else. That's what they would do. He knew he would have changed his attitude if he didn't have a gun. You're absolutely right.
And Tom, Roland, speaking of loud music, you know, our governor's response to all of this is that we got to pass a statute to do something about loud music and not
that's
addressing.
That's the answer.
That's his answer.
And so, not gun laws.
That make it so easy for someone to have a gun. Tom, you wouldn't believe it, Sybil. That's the response from
the double standard of stand your ground.
Yeah, we ain't going to look at what this person pulling the gun and the laws that affect that. We want to look at the activity or the alleged activity of the young black male. Like white boys don't listen to loud rock and roll.
Yeah.
Ben, I gotta ask you this real quick. What about this punk George Zimmerman now claiming he's homeless and has PTSD? So I got to get your comment real quick on that.
Just real quick, you know, Trayvon's family, they are so disheartened that the person who killed their child is now saying you should feel sorry for me, even though they lost their child. And Sabrina had her birthday on yesterday, ironically the same day that Jordan Davis had his birthday, and they had to deal with this.
Jordan would have been 19 yesterday.
Yeah, and so on her birthday, she has to deal with listening to George Zimmerman interviews talking about how he is the victim. I mean, you should feel sorry for him.
Shameful. Ben, March 3rd, Moral Monday, Reverend Barber from North Carolina, they launched it there. He will be joining you guys as well, Pastor Jamal Bryant, the clergy in Florida. But again, folks, this is not just about convening for a march. They also want people to meet with every Florida legislator to look them in the eye and to bring out black boys and say, are their lives worth you keeping Stand Your Ground law? 11 a.m. on March 3rd. We have more details later. Ben Crump, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Good job.
All right.
Thank you.